Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
93.3 FLZ.
War of the Roses. Powered by In Law We Trust, divorce and family lawyers. On The Joe Show.
If a complete stranger told you that your significant other is cheating on you, would you believe them? Someone you don't know at all. I don't know if I would. And that's the situation that Braylee is in now. Braylee?
Hi. Just really confused.
Let me help you out with the explanation, because it's kind of a lot. I've been trying to tell Ashley about all of this, and we do have the screenshots that you sent Jed. So I'll just show you them, Ashley.
Okay.
But so essentially, this is it. And Braylee, stop me if I'm wrong. But a couple of weeks ago, you received some DMs from a woman, and we won't. Let's not say her last name.
This is a lot of DMs.
Let's not say her Instagram. Her name is Tessa. You receive screenshots from her and basically an explanation that your boyfriend has been messaging and very flirtatious with this woman.
Yeah, I received this message from this girl, Tessa, on Instagram, in my DMs, and she was like, sorry to bring this up, but I've been catfishing your boyfriend Andy for the last 2 months, and here are the screenshots of our conversations.
Have you told Andy about her sending you these screenshots?
No, I haven't.
We are going to do something a little bit different. I don't know if Jed told you this, but we're going to have Terry, who, if you don't know, she actually was the one who originally called you. She runs all of our digital and everything. But we're going to have Terry act like Tessa, because it looks like they've never even spoken before. And I don't even necessarily know if he has Tessa's number. It looks like it's mainly just DMs. We are going to see if maybe we can get more information out of him. Is there any other information that we need to know?
I don't think so. I'm just curious to know if this is a real thing.
I'm going to put you on hold, okay? And when I pick you back up, we're going to make this call. Terry, you are acting terrified.
Just a little.
You got this.
You got this.
I know Ashley's been talking to you a lot about this the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to need you to flirt.
Yeah.
Are you a good flirter?
No.
No?
I think you can do it.
Anything else that we need to know before we make this? We've never done anything like this before.
No.
I feel like that's...
just to see how he's going to react.
We're going to make shirts now that say War of the Roses. We've never done this before. That's just how it's felt lately. Keep streaming us on that free iHeartRadio app. We are 93.3 FLZ, Joe Show's War of the Roses. Will we catch another cheater? It's next.
93.3 FLZ.
War of the Roses. Powered by In Law We Trust, divorce and family lawyers. On The Joe Show.
Hey, Braylee.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Braylee, you and your boyfriend have been dating for a couple of years, and you received a direct message on Instagram from a woman by the name of Tessa. She basically told you, listen, I've been catfishing your boyfriend. I've been messaging him. He's been flirting with me. Here is the message proof. She sent screenshots. You don't know if this is real. And you sent us the DMs, too, and I get it, right? Like, I don't know either. AI makes videos of people, and we don't know if they're real or not. These messages could easily be photoshopped. But if these messages are true, your boyfriend is definitely... He's definitely trying to at minimum, flirt with other women. If it is just flirting with other women, will you want to end this relationship, Braylee?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's a secret behind my back, and
yeah,
it's about the secret, it's not about what happens.
Hey, and
That's true.
Get it. Yeah, and you know, I hope that this is just photoshopped BS. Now, why do we have Terry here, Ashley?
Terry is going to be the woman, Tessa, who's going to, I guess, pose as the woman basically DMing him this entire time.
Beautiful. Thank you, Ashley. Terry, you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah? Jed is giving us that thumbs up. Making that call. Hopefully we get an answer from Andy. And if we do, Terry, take it away.
Hey.
Who's this?
Oh, you know who I am.
I don't think so. I don't have this number in my contacts. Who is it?
Guess. I bet you can guess it.
I don't know. I'm at a loss. Who is this?
Oh, come on. It's Tessa.
Tessa?
Yeah, you know who I am. Don't act like you don't.
But how'd you get my number?
Oh, you sent it to me, don't you remember?
I don't remember sending you my number.
Oh, come on, you did.
Okay, I guess, I don't know. I don't remember that, but hey, how's it going?
I'm so good. I'm just so glad I finally get to hear your voice.
Well, I don't know what to say. It's nice to hear your voice, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're really?
I've been thinking about you.
You have been? Well, I've been thinking about you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's great to talk to you finally. Why are you calling me up all of a sudden?
Well, I was just hoping that we could finally take this to the next level. Do some of the things we've been talking about.
Well, I mean, we do dinner, you can't say anything. It has to be our secret.
Oh, I promise, I would never, as long as I get to see you.
Okay. If I take you to dinner and pay for it, what are you going to do for me?
I was thinking we could do some of those things we were talking about. And then some.
Anything I want?
Anything you want.
Well, there's a little hotel I've been to before, and I feel like, you know, maybe we could head there afterwards.
Well, that sounds good to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you sound just as sexy as I hoped you would.
Oh, so do you. Your voice. Oh my gosh, hey,
one moment.
I am getting a call. Do you think I could give you a call back in just 2 seconds? I just have to pick this up. It's work.
Okay.
Please, yeah, sure, I'll give you a call back in 2 seconds. I'm so sorry about this. One moment.
Okay.
Yeah, we got him. I think that Braylee, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Braylee, I am so sorry. Do you want to take this off the air?
No, I want to call him back. I want to talk to him.
On the air?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jed, if you could get here, I'm going to play a song just to buy you time. Braylee, here, I'm gonna talk to you off the air. Are you sure you want to talk to him on?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, get him on right now. The moment, wave at me. I will end this song. I think that urgency is very, very key for this. If you missed it, by the way, we did catch Andy cheating. We're trying to get him back on the phone. Braylee wants to confront him. We are 93.3 FLZ. We are the Joe Show. Make sure you're streaming us on that free iHeartRadio app. At any point, I could pick him up. Hopefully, it's in the next 2 or 3 minutes. 93.3 could be in seconds. You got him? You need 30 seconds? Real quick. We are live on 93.3 FLZ. If I sound urgent, if you're wondering why we just cut that music early, here's the deal. We had Terry pose as another woman. Braylee got in contact with us originally because her boyfriend was allegedly DMing another woman by the name of Tessa. But we didn't know if these DMs were fake or real. We had Terry pose as Tessa. She said, hey, let me give you a call back. We did just finally get him back on. Terry, if you could go ahead and pick up.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Hey, so I have a friend here who really wants to talk to you. Do you want to talk to her?
Oh, yeah? You're trying to bring a third into this one?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Sounds good to me.
Hi, Andy.
Braley?
Yeah.
What is going on? I'm really confused right now.
What's going on is that you're having an affair behind my back. What the f*** is this?
No, did you like? I mean, is this like a joke?
Are you serious right now? Are you not going to just like explain to me what's happening? Hello? What did you just say?
I don't know what's going on.
You don't know what's going on.
Are you like trying to, you know, bring somebody else into the relationship?
Well,
like,
she's actually bringing a ton of people into the relationship.
She
Andy,
is.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Joe, and you've actually been on the radio this whole time.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
No. You're live on 93.3 FLZ.
I
can't believe you did this to me. I can't believe you're doing this right now, and you're acting like you're not even sorry.
What did I do?
What do you think that you did?
So you just set me up to like.
No, you set yourself up. You did this. Now this is your opportunity to say, I'm so sorry, and then explain yourself.
Wait. So like, is Tessa she even real?
That's what you're worried about right now?
Real.
That should be the least of your concerns right now.
Jesus Christ. This is sick. Like, you guys are so f***ed up what you're doing right now. Like,
that's what you are. That's what you are.
No, I'm the victim here.
You're the
sick
one.
You set me up on the radio? The f***ing radio? Are you kidding me?
No. No.
Wow.
You know what happened?
Yeah.
You know what happened? You want to know what really happened? This girl texted me all your screen conversations. She outed you, whoever this is.
So you like made up that you found somebody to pretend to be her, and then you're trying to just catch me?
Well, it sounds like she already caught you with those messages.
Okay.
I think she was
The girl set you up.
Okay, great. Well, you know what? I don't really give a shit at this point because, like, I was talking to this girl and we didn't do anything, but, you know, now I don't really care what I do, so.
Neither do I. You know, neither
honestly,
do I, for that matter. I don't care at all
great.
Either. So you can get your stuff out of my apartment.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, you know, just humiliate me all you want. Like, I don't give a shit. The whole
I didn't
reason
have
why
to.
I was.
Andy, I didn't
just interested
have to.
In, well, you pushed me into a corner. Like, you have been an awful partner, and I didn't feel like I had any other choice.
Wow.
And I was losing my mind.
Oh, well, good luck. Good luck in all your future relationships, because this is really messed up that you would do this behind my back and hold a secret like this. And you have a pattern. So if someone's holding a secret like this, that's a pattern.
At least somebody gives me attention, so I don't really give a shit. And... you know, have a great life, okay?
Wow. I cannot believe I wasted my time on this person.
I know. Braley, I'm so sorry. It's hard to look at positives right now in this moment. I know that as a fact, but at least you're not wasting your time anymore. And don't even look at it like a waste of time. You learned from this.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. How could someone so close to you do that to you? Oh my gosh.
I really
trusted him.
I know. I'm sorry. Braley, we have a package for you. I want to do something for you, okay? But I don't want to say it on the air. I'm going to put you on hold and... we'll talk off the air, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, guys. So horrible.
Commercial free. No commercials. You're going to hear commercial in a long time, okay? It's a guarantee.
I like that.
We're live on 93.3 FLZ. Ashley, you came into the studio. You're laughing. You're like, did you see this? I don't go on Facebook, by the way. I never check Facebook, and this makes me want to check Facebook. My question is, would you buy this? You had it on Instagram yet, Terry?
Put
posting it right now.
At Live with Joe.
Oh, dear God. What am I about to see? Is it? What is it? What is it?
Jed is selling three pair of shoes for almost $500.
So?
Jed, I love you. I love you. You are not a friend. You are a brother. Like, you are someone that I go to when I am in need.
He's hustling it right now.
Those shoes are disgusting.
So I had people offer me last night. I had five people message me last night.
For $450.
For all of the shoes. There's five pairs there, right? Do the math, Ashley. That's less than $80 a pair. Haven't even been worn
one
yet.
Of those shoes, if you brought to Goodwill, they'd go, we can't take these.
Why are you selling them?
Why are you
Jed?
Being a dick to me right now?
I know I'm not.
Yeah, you're being an a-hole.
She's an a-hole.
As are you.
As
are
you.
Because if the tables were turning and it would be, if this was Ashley, it would be, oh my God, Ashley's on Facebook Marketplace. Look at how beautiful this is. Jazz hands, jazz hands.
Because
woo.
I'm selling shoes, it's usually, I've only worn the shoes once or twice. Those shoes BS. Look a wear and tear. I swear to you, I don't sell my shoes unless I've worn them once or twice.
I don't buy that for a minute.
100%.
I do not buy that for
and
a minute.
And usually
if you were
I don't
on Facebook Marketplace selling anything else that was used, we would be celebrating it. And now we're poo-pooing
no,
on me because
no,
I
no.
want to sell, yes, because I want to sell you stuff on Instagram. By the way, shout out to a guy named Jeff yesterday who lives out over in Apollo Beach. He came over and picked up the sauna that I used.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
This guy
Facebook
no.
Marketplace, I got the goods. I got the deals. I will give
Hustle man.
I will give you cash discounts too because cash is king. I honestly am the Facebook man now. I don't care. I will sell anything. I don't care if it's trash.
Why are you
I don't care
selling
if it's,
everything?
Because we're going to come into a time where you're going to need cash. We are in a revolutionary stage where everything is going to go to cryptocurrency, right? Well, what's going to happen when the grid shuts down and we have the solar eclipse that's coming this weekend, the power goes out, you don't have any access to your cryptocurrency. You've got to have cold, hard cash. Liquid cash is king right now. You got to get on it.
Jed. Terry, no, you come here. Jed, you think that I'm being How about Terry? Hasn't said a single thing. I don't know what she's going to say.
Right?
You just saw those shoes in At Live with Joe show. You could. We just posted At Live with Joe show.
Remember, Terry, you got to sit in the next studio
no,
with me for the
Terry,
next 2.5
Terry,
hours.
I want
so
honesty.
You better buckle up.
I want honesty.
It looks like the shoelaces are a little brown in
They're
some
disgusting.
Of them.
They're disgusting. And I love you. But those shoes, that the main picture of those shoes.
I'm not selling them as new.
The main picture of those shoes. The main picture of those shoes.
You shouldn't sell them at all.
You have worn those shoes maybe 1,000 times.
The first one.
The 11s. The gray 11s.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have used that. That's your cover. I wouldn't have used that as your cover.
It's not the cover.
That
I'm
was the first
right
one that
now.
Popped up.
Hey, 800-409-9393. Would you even think about buying them?
I wouldn't even think about selling them.
Hell no. I would. Hey, I'm selling those to Oscar the Grouch.
You
right
didn't even
in the
ask
garbage.
Mama Shillian if she was going to wash the shoestrings for you.
I don't need her to. I'm a Facebook Marketplace master.
Who's this? Who's waking up with the Joe show? Who do I got on the phone?
My name's Lady.
Hey, Lady.
Did you see these shoes yet? Have you seen what we're talking about?
Honestly, no, I have not. I just got into my car.
She's trying to win Universal tickets, I guarantee it.
What are you trying to do?
Are you calling about Jed selling his shoes on Facebook Marketplace?
But I'm going to log in as soon as I get into my job. I literally have less than 5 minutes. I work about 15 minutes away from my job.
All right, you got to go check it out. By the way, and we appreciate you listening and all of that, but we haven't given away the tickets yet. Haven't given
keep
them out
listening.
Yet.
Keep
listening.
Download that iHeartRadio
okay?
app. Yeah. I'm running into work.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Buddy. That's crazy. Can I see the real post?
I can't
go
access
on Facebook,
it.
Go on Facebook. I'll
yeah,
share
we,
with
I
you.
Don't
I
don't even know how to
Facebook
it.
Marketplace.
Yeah,
I got to see the rest of these
shows. So it just popped up on my feed early this morning, and I'm like, man, I'm not going to be able to go back to this post.
They've got to have, did you air them out at least? There's no way those don't smell.
Actually, you know what, Jed? I take it back. You are producer Jed from The Joe Show. Someone's going to buy those shoes. No, someone's going to buy
them. Great idea. Ashley just came up with $1 million idea.
Like,
I'm going to take
all. He can sell his draws. He can sell his dirty draws, Logie.
I'm going to sell my new shoes. I'm going to clean them up, and then I'm going to autograph them, and then I'm going to get them PSA certified, and then it's going to be valuable. And guess what? Better yet, Joe, all the proceeds that I get will go straight to me.
he's like, these are the shoes I do my jumping jacks in.
How do I
see
find
me
you
jumping
on
in gray shorts?
I might have hit it from you because I was embarrassed.
Yeah, I can't that access it now, unfortunately.
Carlos, you see these shoes yet?
Yeah, man. He's going to have no problem selling them. They are dirty.
Thank you, Carlos.
Who buys
people are
going to
want to buy it. Like,
for $450,
of
Carlos?
Why
for
do people
$450? They're going to wash them. They're going to detail them. They're going to get the leather back to where it is. Like,
oh,
they're going to be able to get that
for $450,
there are a lot of people in the Bay Area who restore shoes, Carlos. I've seen it on YouTube as well. Yeah. I'm not crazy for selling this.
Wow.
And then he's going to buy you lunch, guys. He's going to buy you lunch.
He'll be the first.
You know what I'm realizing? Yeah. Carlos has way too much money.
No, I wish. I'm driving a 2008 Honda.
You're doing it smart, baby. The Honda's all day.
Tell you what, Carlos.
The Honda's worth like $40,000 now.
Universal, like...
Hey, well, you could win soon. You could win soon, Carlos.
Yeah.
Hey, lady, have you seen it yet?
Not yet. Can you tell me how I can look for it?
Well, listen, go to our Instagram, at Live with Joe Show. We should post it on Facebook, too, at Producer Jen.
Well, and then he shares that post onto Facebook.
I know. Yeah. Now he's going to be like, go ahead, you can share it on our page. I don't care. If you can sell this, that's fantastic. Now, I will say, if you post
and
it on our page, I get a finder's
fee. I want whoever has sold those shoes to call in, because I need to know what they're going through.
I want to send me the link. I want to see these other shoes.
Okay, hold on. Come
on. Can you name some of them off top? What other ones are you selling?
The hell?
Oh, my God. He's selling the shoes I got him for Christmas.
Hey, if he is, that's messed up. Jess, would you buy these shoes?
I would definitely buy those shoes, and not for any reasons at all, aside from the fact that I love the Joe Show. I would just walk around.
I'm selling some bras on Facebook.
I need some new ones. Put them up there.
Look at that.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.